Hello. Today I'm going to show you another way to make video in your, like, for your business marketing using Canva. So if you've watched any videos from me before, you already know that I love Canva. And if you are like, what's Canva? What's she talking about? I'm going to try to cover that, but just briefly, because some people will really know already what Canva is. If that's you, just skip ahead to the screen share part. So Canva is a free tool that you can use. You just sign up with your email address. But some features you have to pay for. So when you first join, you can upgrade. You get all the upgraded features, I think, for 30 days. And the link that I put below for you will definitely give you that 30-day free business version, and it may ask for your card details, so just, you know, pop a reminder in your calendar to go and unsubscribe, you know, to cancel your membership, your paid membership, on the day or two before it's ready to take money, and then you'll get to see all the features. So if you're watching this tutorial and you have Canva but you have the free version and some things aren't visible to you, it's probably just that I have the paid version. And if this is something that you want to do regularly in your business, then it's possibly worth it. Just a note for everybody, I think video is one of the most important marketing tools, because on Facebook, obviously, that algorithm really favors video. So it's more likely that your posts will show up, and it just helps people get to know you. Aside from the algorithm, it just means, like, right now, if you're watching this, you're getting to see me, hear me, understand how I help people, and that's pretty much invaluable. I'm possibly asleep or cooking dinner for my children, and you're able to connect with me and get to know me a bit better. So video, in my opinion, is just 100% not negotiable. So for some people, there's an issue, like, I'm not ready to show my face. I don't really feel comfortable talking to the camera the way that you do, or any number of other things. So the beautiful thing about Canva is that you can work with either your own video of yourself, or you can work with a video that they have, a big video library. So let's go over and have a look now at Canva. I just have to share screen, so bear with me, sorry. So the beautiful thing about Canva is, once you've signed in, it should look a little bit like this. I chose from these top options, I chose video, and these are the four options that I get. Just a standard video, full screen, and animated social media, which has just got a little fast-changing short video on it. A YouTube intro, which is, you know, pretty much the same as this, I guess. It's just got some captions on top. And then this one's for Facebook. So this is just optimized the size. If you really wanted to, you could definitely create this one and have it still show up in Facebook. It's just perhaps parts of it might get cropped. So if you're really thinking Facebook, then use the Facebook one. So I'm going to go ahead and click on the regular kind of video. And the first thing that I love about Canva is all their templates. So they have all these amazing templates that they're, you know, really clever and brilliant graphic designers have already created for you. So it takes out a bunch of the work for you. Say if we chose this one, but we don't really like the colors or the fonts, we want to make that our own brand. We can easily do that by just clicking on all the elements and changing the colors so that they're our own brand colors. So that's pretty easy. And again, with the fonts, like, we can easily just go and change it into our own brand font so that it's feeling a lot more branded and it's feeling really ours. So that's just the design aspect of it. The cool thing is that this bit here is actually a video. So we can replace this with a video from their library, or we can replace it with one of our videos. So in the tab here now, there never used to be, but there is videos. And these guys have a heap of really great shorter and slightly longer stock video footage that you can use. And the way you would do it is you would bring it over and just drop it into the spot where the existing one is. And then once it's in, you can do a number of things. You can choose the crop. So you might want more of the bush, or you might want more of the sky. You can drag it around like that. You can also flip it. So you could flip it this way, or you can flip it upside down. You can trim it. So you may only want a certain part of the video. I think this one is probably just the tree wiggling the whole time, so it's probably not a big deal. But say we've got something like, we look up healthy. And, you know, we've got someone scrubbing vegetables, they've got the veggies, they're washing them. You know, you might not want the whole video of that, or you might. So you can definitely do a lot just with their own stock video library that they have. You can adjust whether there's no audio or not. So you can turn it down to zero and then there'll be no sound. There's just so much you can do. And if you want to bring in your own video, you could click uploads. You can choose from your computer and then you can bring in a video of your own. And it just take a little minute to upload. Oh, it doesn't like it. Doesn't like it. That is a bit of a longer video, but it's very easy usually just to drop and drag it in or choose one here. I just don't have a lot of videos in my computer. Let's have a look if I've got anything. I don't think I've got anything, but you can absolutely bring them in, these old chats. Look, maybe in here. I've got one. We could grab that and bring it in, drop and drag it in. And maybe it's not going to load again. Maybe it's just not my day for uploading video. Oh, here she comes. So then I've got an existing one. You can drag that and pop your own video in place. And then you probably would want your audio on, especially if it's an instructional video like this one and you want to be able to be visible, but you might make it bigger. You can do whatever you want in there. And then when it's time to go, you just click download and make sure you download it as a video file. Click download. It should just come into your downloads folder and then you're ready to use it anywhere you want, in your YouTube or anywhere you want. It's so exciting. I think it's really fab. And so the top three things are to use the template and then rebrand to use either their video library or your own. And you can add a music track. They have a lot of stock audios that you could put over the top as well, so you can really customize it. Frankly, I think it's genius. The other thing you can do for a quick solution is an animated social media post. So you might just have something like a sale that you want to bring to people's attention, or there's a number of ways you can do it. Like if we choose this one that's mostly words, we'll see that the dots are the animated elements. And we can't actually change the color of them, but we could crop it. And this just turns a very simple post that's mostly just words and colors into a video, and that helps you get better reach on Facebook. Even though it's not necessarily you doing a video or delivering content, the robot will still favor this over a static image or over an external link. So if you need an easy way to create video, these templates are great. They're heaps of fun. And you could pop a photo of you in there and change the colors to your brand colors and off you go. And it looks like the hello is the animated element. It doesn't look like there's anything else much moving there. So you could change the color of pretty much everything else except the hello. I hope that was helpful. I do really love using Canva for video, and I do have other tools that I've mentioned in the past, like Flex Clip you can use. And there's a really cool one called Lumen 5 that I would recommend, especially if you have a blog. That's quite magical. So perhaps I'll do a couple of other, I'll make a video about Lumen 5 because it's pretty cool what it does. In fact, let's do that next time. I'll do that. So if you like this video, you could give it a thumbs up or like it or whatever. And if you want, you could try and follow me in some way so that next time I make a video, you will see it. Otherwise, I just hope you have a beautiful day and maybe I'll see you next time. Bye.